Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, I'm going to read out some shorter pieces today. This is the first one. It is called War Jelly. The waiters wheel the war jelly into the restaurant of the world. Terrified tanks suspended in the wobble of raspberry. Hardened to dying, dining eyes look at the shape and blink. Lips still like statues. A jelly set in the mould of death. Floating dropped rifles, millions of tiny, weightless, now silent soldier people, vertical planes, engine flames, yellow and orange to black, smoke pluming in the chubby glacial red, permanently on the menu. Right, look. I like the idea of a posh restaurant and being like crisp white tablecloths everywhere and like classical music playing, and then this jelly coming out and it's full of war. This is called Flame of an Onion. In the lower core of an onion, I discovered a candle flame shaped flame. How had it not cooked itself from the inside out? Not wanting to waste anything, I put it in a pan with some butter. I had never cooked a flame before. Jealous blue tongues of heat licked up the pan side. Why does she get to go in there? It's us down here doing all the hard work. We are hot to heat up food, not flames from other fire families. I wondered what the flame would taste like. Would it be hot? Like hot yolk is hot, or hot like hot chili is hot. Flames don't taste spicy, do they? It kept its shape and colour quite well, creating a romantic mood in the pan for the onions to bid themselves goodbye. I guess that's about the bit you get in an onion that looks like a flame. And this is the last one I'm going to read today. It's called Heart Mane. On occasion, my heart swiftly sprouts the mane of a lion, matted hairs of cadmium red and alizarin crimson, a featureless beating skull of glistening muscle and tube. I am demoted to position of body around it, the gangly vegetable patch surrounding the prize, the uncertain pool around the swimmer, gasping for a personal best. Drags the rest of me forward without my brain's consent, forces me to believe in the facts of myself, the facts that I have laid, my foundations, where I can stand my ground and say, yes.